The Moravian Church in Bethel was the first church to translate the Bible into the Yupik language. Since then, the Yupik Bible has been used by other denominations like Catholics and Russian Orthodox, where the congregation speaks Yupik as a first language. But the Yupik translation is from a long time ago, and some of the translations and spellings can be confusing to newer Yupik speakers. To update the text, there has been an ongoing project at Bethel's Moravian Church to translate the Old and New Testaments into a newer Yupik. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Alice Criswell reports.
Some of them are Peter Andrews' version, Elsie Mather's version, and Mary Jane's version.
Translating the Bible into new Yupik actually started in the late 70s or early 80s, but the church is focusing on completing the project in the next 2 years. This week, there are three translators working on the project, along with two translation consultants from the Lower 48. Elsie Jimmy is one of the Yupik translators. She is 68 years old and has taught at Kugilungak for 25 years as a bilingual teacher. She is translating the old Yupik writing to the new Yupik orthography in the New Testament.
For me, I'd like for the younger generation to be able to read the New Testament in our own new Yupik writing system, the new Yupik orthography. They know how to read the new writing.
Jimmy says there are more people throughout the region who are helping in the project.
There's five of us here, but probably there's more, you know, that are involved in our area. Two translators, plus there's people who are involved in being resources. When we get the books done, the resource people are asked to read and correct errors or those kind of stuff.
Jones Annever is the pastor in the Kugilungak Moravian Church and has been helping the translators throughout the region. He says they work together, trying to make the best translation through editing each other's work. Bob Bascom is one of two translations consultants here in Bethel this week with the United Bible Society. The American branch of the group works on translating the Bible into indigenous languages in the country.
We have this one, Yupik. We have the Inupiaq up in Barrow. We have Lakota in South Dakota. We have the Choctaw in Mississippi. Those are our active projects right now. We also have American Sign Language. But I'm helping with Greek and Hebrew, trying to help them with that sort of thing.
The other consultant in Bethel, Brian Runes, is helping the translators with computer training.
Here in Bethel, I'm helping the Yupik team to make sure that the spelling of their words is correct and make sure that they're consistent in the way that the Bible is put together. So I help the translators to make sure when they print the Bible, it all looks good and is consistent.
Alice Fredson is correcting errors she finds in the translation of the Old Testament. She says the work is slow. She's been working on it since the mid-90s. She says elders today have trouble reading the Yupik Bible the way it is. She says they did a trial printing of their new version of the Old Testament and are now correcting that version. They want to make the new versions of the Bible the best that they can be. It will be something that lasts for decades to come. In Bethel, I'm Alice Criswell.